mind and the senses to try to understand a lot of these sort of eternal truths that, you know, we may intellectually understand. Does the battle get easier? Does it get easier and easier? Or is it still always hardened up until...
The more you surrender and the more you understand the process, it will become easier and easier.
What do you mean by surrender?
Like, more you accept the authority of supremacy of Krishna and the authority of Krishna's devotees, and submit yourself to their instructions, their teachings, it will become easier. And always try to maintain a humble attitude. That will help. In order to surrender, we have to become humble. Unless we are surrendered, we cannot become. Unless we are humble, we cannot surrender. An arrogant person, a proud person, can never surrender. Therefore, it is, in a way, it is better to be in a handicapped situation. That then it becomes easy to surrender. Of course, anybody can surrender. And many cannot surrender. Like a beggar in the street, he doesn't have anything, still he cannot surrender. A person dying, still he cannot surrender. On the other hand, we have seen in the Vedic culture, even the kings and monarchs, the most powerful individuals.
Where does that humility come from? What sort of...
The humility comes from recognizing our humble position. Right? And that recognition must be in relation to recognizing Krishna's position. Here, the whole consideration is to surrender to Krishna, not to George Bush or Muhammad Ali. So, this surrender is not to anybody else, but to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the material nature, everyone is surrendering to somebody or other, thinking that from there, through that surrender, they will derive the ultimate benefit.
So how do we know that at the end of this journey that we will attain pure devotional service? Because I think Prabhupada once said that only few